We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And I want to thank all our listeners and the whole team behind Radio Entrepreneurs, Chris Jarrell and Alex Cooper. Hopefully some of you people have been online talking to Alex. We're always looking for guests. We're always looking for referrals. Thousands, over 6,000 guests have been on Radio Entrepreneurs. It's a lot of people to keep in track, but he does that job for us and we give him a hard time for it every day. Our next guest, probably the longest pre-interview prior to being on the air, comes with a very fascinating business model. So I couldn't even start the show just learning about it. Shantanu Gaur of Allurion Technologies. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, you've got the table filled with product. Why don't you describe to us what you're doing when I take a couple of pictures and I send it off to the staff?
Absolutely. So Allurion Technologies was founded 8 years ago. My classmate Sammy Levy and I were medical students at Harvard Medical School in our second year, and we were learning about the obesity epidemic, and the numbers are staggering. There's 2 billion people around the world who are either overweight or obese.
Out of how many people?
Out of 7 billion people.
By
2030, half of the world's population will be overweight or obese. So sitting there in medical school learning about this, it struck us that this was a problem worth trying to solve. And at the same time, there is a consumer revolution happening in our healthcare system. Consumers were demanding products that were not only safe and effective, so safer than surgical weight loss methods,
right,
but more effective than Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. But two important things they were also demanding. They wanted something that was affordable, something that they could put on their credit card, because reimbursement is difficult in this space. And even more important than that, they wanted something that was frictionless, something that was convenient and easy.
So it's non-invasive, it's not permanent, and it works.
That's right. So the product itself meets all of those design inputs. The balloon, as you would see right here sitting on the table, is wrapped.
Which I thought was a little bit of an overly enlarged breast implant. When you first walked in, I thought that's what you were bringing.
That's certainly what it looks like.
Right.
It just so happens this goes inside the stomach and not the breast. Our balloon is wrapped inside a capsule. It's attached to a tube or a catheter.
Capsule's very small. It's about the size of the tip of my finger.
Mm-hmm. About the size of a fish oil capsule. That's right.
So you put that it gets inserted in the stomach.
That's right. So to set the scene for you, you go to the doctor's office, you stay in your own clothes, you sit down with a glass of water, put this capsule in your mouth, swallow it, down it goes inside the stomach, the catheter goes with it.
Yeah.
It's a very thin, flexible catheter, so it's very comfortable sitting in the back of your mouth. This catheter is sort of outside the mouth. We hook it up to our filling bag, which comes with about 2.5 cups of water and a pressure cuff that goes around it.
So
the nurse.
It looks like an IV for our listeners who aren't watching, and the IV sort of drips it into your stomach so that it fills it up once it's in there.
That's right. It takes about 5 minutes to fill the balloon.
Right.
And then you're left with 2.5 cups of water inside your stomach.
So you have an artificial feeling of being full.
That's right. We're sort of implanting a meal,
so to speak. It's uncomfortable to
eat. Stomach. That's right. It teaches you portion control, suppresses your appetite, suppresses cravings, and you leave the...
And you're not passing that thing out.
That's correct. This stays in your stomach for 4 months. Before you leave the doctor's office, it's about a 15-minute office visit. We like to say you can do it on your lunch break.
Right.
Before you leave, you get a beautiful Bluetooth-enabled scale that you can put on your bathroom floor.
Yes, and I like the Star Trek scale.
Yes, and the scale syncs with a smartphone app that we load on your phone. That app tracks your weight loss data, and with a click of the button, you can share your weight loss data with your physician.
Wonderful.
After 4 months, the balloon spontaneously opens at the release valve. That causes the fluid to...
So it wears away over time?
That's right. It wears away over
time. The membrane sort of breaks on it.
That's right. And it wears away from the inside out.
What if I'm eating lobster, is there a chance I'm going to break it?
No, it's actually very hardy for your listeners who can't see this. I'm squeezing the balloon pretty hard. It's made from a very thin but very strong film, resistant to almost anything that you would put inside the stomach.
Wow. Wow. And how do we expect consumers to buy this product? I mean, how are they going to get access to it? Is it through the doctor, online? How does it work?
Yeah, so the actual product is sold into a physician practice, and the physician then puts a therapy program around it. So the balloon is sold as part of a 6-month weight loss program where you see a nutritionist and dietitian that helps change your lifestyle with the product inside your stomach. So a consumer will either find out about us online, they'll find out about us through a physician who they're speaking to about weight loss, or they'll find out about it from a family member or a friend who's gotten the device placed inside the stomach. Once the consumer finds out about it, they typically research online for a couple of hours, read about different alternatives, and then they'll go to their physician through our website and ask for the product.
Wow. So give us a little bit about the history of the development of the company, you know, how the idea sort of started and how you and your partners came together.
Yeah, so Sammy and I were medical students and did a good job of interviewing people that we interacted with at Harvard, both physicians and patients, about new weight loss technologies. And what we found was people wanted something that was really non-invasive and affordable and convenient and frictionless. Once we found that, we figured we're not engineers, we're not medical device executives, so let's try to crystallize a problem down to something very specific that we could solve. And when we started learning about the other balloons that had been out there on the market, what we found was they all required some sort of endoscopy, surgery, or anesthesia. So the idea was very simple. Could we put something inside the stomach that caused weight loss without surgery, endoscopy, or anesthesia? We then started building our team. So we recruited a CEO, a fourth partner who became our senior medical advisor, and the four of us then really built the company, raised the first several rounds of financing, did our first clinical trials in Europe, got approval in Europe and the Middle East, and are now gearing up to do a big US pivotal trial. We just raised a $27 million Series C financing that will fund that FDA pivotal trial, and it'll also fund expansion all over the globe.
I'm just trying to think of something that was not the obvious question. Are there spin-off products as a result of this?
Yeah, you could imagine that people have requested all sorts of things from this balloon. So I mentioned that it lasts in the stomach for 4 months. Some physicians and patients would want a balloon that lasts for a shorter period of time. We call that sort of the wedding balloon. Before a wedding, if you want very quick but very safe and effective weight loss, a shorter term balloon could be interesting. We've had people ask for longer term balloons. We've had people approach us to not only think about obesity, but to think about the diabetes epidemic, to think about infertility.
So a lot of diabetes is obesity related.
That's right. And infertility is obesity related.
Does this affect the person's ability to work out?
No. And in fact, one of the strengths and advantages of this balloon is that it really doesn't impact your lifestyle. So your diet becomes more constrained, but you're able to lead a very active lifestyle and do everything that you would normally do.
Nice. So, you know, let's just talk about the advantages of this over, let's say, traditional methods, because I know medicine tends to be very traditional and it evolves historically versus, let's say, stapling.
Mm-hmm.
What's the advantages of this over stapling?
Several advantages. So,
because a lot of people I know have tried that.
Yeah, absolutely. The first disadvantage of stapling is that it's a permanent solution. And if it doesn't work, you're sort of stuck with it for the rest of your life. Secondly, it involves surgery. And if you ask 100 people who are struggling with their weight, the research shows that 99% of them will say, I don't want surgery. I want something that's non-surgical. And finally, it's expensive and it's not really scalable. It can only be done by a very limited number of surgeons. We solve a lot of those problems with a product that doesn't require surgery, can be done by multiple different types of physicians in almost any healthcare setting around the world. And by getting rid of all of those procedures and by putting it in the hands of a greater number of physicians, we lower the cost of delivery to the patient, which at the end of the day, in a consumer with a consumer product like ours, that's the name of the game.
Well, again, you're from Harvard. The Harvard School of Public Health produces a book, Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, reviews diets. You probably know the book better than I do. Mm-hmm. Over an extended period, most people have boomerangs with diets. Mm-hmm. The majority of people who diet gain back the weight because they do things that are situational, not long-term cognitive. Mm-hmm. So this is a situational answer. How do you deal with building long-term new cognitive habits that go along with that? I assume there's got to be a lot of work that goes with this because people don't want to be coming in twice a year to have this inserted in their stomach for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people would. Other people, that may not appeal to them. So we do a lot of work on the program that goes around this. So the balloon lasts in the stomach for 4 months, but the programs that we have built can last for a much longer time. And the goal of those programs is to teach behavior change, to help people lead a healthier lifestyle. We're also entering a new phase in obesity research. I think people are starting to realize that this is a chronic disease. Struggling with your weight is something like high blood pressure or high cholesterol that you will have to treat for a very long period of time. So just because there's no magic bullet out there that's a permanent fix for obesity doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop or that we should stop trying to create tools, different tools that physicians can use in different settings. So we're entering an era where this device is part of a menu of products. There's weight loss drugs, there's other weight loss devices, there's obviously weight loss surgery. As entrepreneurs, it's our responsibility to create as many tools as possible for patients and physicians to use and let the healthcare system and let medicine and physicians and research decide which tools are going to be the best tools for different patients in the long term. There's going to be a lot of mixing and matching, combination therapy, but I think we're entering into a phase where there's enough solutions out there that we can find a combination that may work over a long period of time for many individuals.
So what do you think are the biggest obstacles to your being successful in the next 5 years?
So like with any medical device company, we need to achieve scale. We need to make as big of an impact in those 2 billion people around the world as we can. So first is creating a product that's superior to the competition, which I believe we have now. The second is educating physicians and educating patients on these new alternatives and steering them towards alternatives that we believe are going to be optimized for their experience, things that are more affordable, things that really are frictionless like our product. And then finally, with a problem like obesity, where people have been burned time and again with fad diets, with drugs and other therapeutics that just didn't pan out, we need to gain the trust of consumers and the trust of physicians. And that starts from the top at our company, being very clinically focused, data-driven, and always putting the patient and ethics first as we develop this product and new ones.
Very impressive, really, in every way. And I like the non-invasive component, the fact that it's easy to get in, easy to get out, situational. You're dealing with the long-term cognitive aspects. If somebody wants to find you and the company, how would they do that?
Yeah, please visit our website, allurion.com, A-L-L-U-R-I-O-N. You can find me on Twitter at Shan Gaur, S-H-A-N-G-A-U-R, or email me, S-G-A-U-R, at allurion.com.
I want to thank you for coming on, and I really would hope you'd come back again.
Thank you for having me. It would be my pleasure.
It. Great. For everybody who's interested in this segment, you can find it on the Radio Entrepreneurs website, starting after Chris Gerald posts it. And it will also be on YouTube, different segments of this. Quite exciting story. I want to thank everybody involved with putting it together. My name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.